Can I bend this down a little bit? Hey, brother, how you doing? I'm a bit intimidated. The president of Baptist Missions to Forgotten Peoples is sitting in the auditorium here, and I'm intimidated because of my flesh, not because of my spirit. So I'll get over that. I pastor the Graceway Baptist Church in Sarnia, Ontario. We started about 3 years ago. Our first year was awesome. The Lord built that up. We had 42, but we started with four, and at the end of the year we had 42, and we gave God the glory. But then, as with you, COVID hit, and we've been, like I said to the pastor, we've been punched in the gut. But we're back up. We've been having in the high 20s, but now we're starting to creep over into the 30s, and that's good. We still have people outside in their cars listening, and so we have an FM. Do you have an FM ministry radio here as well? Okay. And so we're doing that. We're not as technically savvy as you to have all of our ministry online like this. We're working on that. How many know Paul Connor? Okay, Paul Connor is building a new website for us. He said, "I can't believe the website you have. It's just one page." I said, "Well, that's all I know how to do." So, but we're growing, and the Lord's blessing us there. And so you continue to pray for us and pray for me that I'll learn. He said when he finishes the website, he's going to send me a tutorial, which would be twice as large as any website, just so I can learn how to work it. But that's okay. God's put me in that position. I'm thrilled with it. I'm glad you have a missions conference month this month, and it kind of focuses on missions, and I've been watching the services online for, since COVID started. So Brother Tricky and you and all the folks here, I've been watching the things going on, and it's thrilling how you read missions letters so often. And keep that in the eyes and in the hearts of the church, which is what it should be. Because if there are no missions in the church will die. We saw that. We know that it happened in Jerusalem and when it moved to Antioch, and a lot of things happened there. And so it's thrilling to do that. We have one missionary. And I'm hoping at the end of this month that we'll have three or four. And so we are at that point where we can do that, and I believe God wants to bless our church. And so you pray for us this whole month as we endeavor to reveal, to open, and let our folks know more about missions and what's going on in missions tonight. So my question to you is this: what are you doing? What are you doing with missions? Why do you do what you do? What do you do when it comes to missions? The title of the message tonight is Missions for the Glory of God. Now, we can talk about Paul, who finished his course. He fought a good fight, and everything was for the glory of God. He only wanted to know the Lord and the power of his resurrection, a fellowship of his suffering. We could talk about Peter, and we could talk about so many people that have, and even modern missions today, what men and women have done in missions today. But tonight I want to focus on you. What are you doing? Now, I understand that not a lot of people can go to a foreign country and do things in foreign fields, but you can do a lot for the Lord. But I want to talk to you personally tonight, almost like a fireside chat, if I can do that. And so Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31, we're not turning there. In fact, if you want to turn to Scripture, please turn to John chapter 12. And we're going to be reading starting at verse 20 to the end of the chapter. All right, I hear that who's ever doing the scriptures, he's going to try to keep up with me. But he doesn't know I grew up in the U.S. and I had three other brothers and four sisters, and we had to talk fast just to get anything out. So I hope you can keep up with me. All right. But Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31, "Whether therefore you eat or drink, whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God." So let's do that tonight. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want this whole message to be for your honor and your glory. We want you to be exalted and lifted up, but we want our hearts to be in tune with you. If you will visit with us, if you will be pervasive this evening and speak to our hearts, we'll give you the honor and glory in Christ's name. Amen. You know, in our scriptures, in John chapter 12, verse 20, the Bible says this, "And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus." So these people, they wanted to see Jesus. And Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew, and again Andrew, and Philip tell Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name." Then came there a voice from heaven saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." The people therefore that stood by heard it and said, "It thundered." Others said, "An angel spake to him." Jesus answered and said, "This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And if I be lifted up, I will lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me." The wonderful message today is this, that the Greeks would see Jesus. Believe it or not, there are people that want to see the Lord Jesus Christ, and they may not know it. But once they experience the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus can save their souls, and they would understand, we want to see Jesus. And we see this in a special way. The Lord told them that he had to go to the cross of Calvary. What we have here is an invitation for us on the part of what Christ is doing. He said, "Him will the Father honor." If we want to be honored by God, I believe we have to be involved in missions. Not only be involved in missions, but as we read in this text, it involves dying to self. To dying to self. Whatever we do, whether you're a missionary or you're supporting missions, or you're an evangelist or a lay person, or as Andrew teaching Sunday school kids and one lady playing the piano and teaching the children to sing. Whatever you do, take that towel that the Lord wore in John chapter 13. Take that towel and serve God. And do it with a sacrifice, because God wants to reach this world. That's why Jesus came. Jesus is the only master. And he's the only one we're serving. He is the only ideal that satisfies for all eternity. He's the only friend whose friendship meets every demand that we would ever have in life. He's the only Savior that saves to the uttermost. We go forth then as Christians, as believers in the power of God, in the power of the Spirit, to serve him. And then to serve him means that we attend upon him and wait upon him and do his will. I like what you said just before church about the brother that runs that ministry. Well, I spoke to the boss today. If he's not our boss, we're in trouble. I thought that is so great. He's just, what a wonderful testimony. It means that we act in a manner that is fitting to the person that has redeemed us and given us everlasting life, and the person that we say we love. That's what it's fitting for. So tonight I want to challenge you that you must be involved with the Lord to the point where we die to self to serve God. We die to self. That's how missions is going to happen. People dying to self. I thought about him. I asked him, how old was this man that's doing all this feeding of people? And he's just moving into his late 50s. I was like, wow, praise God, dying to self. Number one, when we die to self, it brings God glory. Look what it says in verse 23. And Jesus answered and said, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. And verse 28, Father, glorify thy name. Then there came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Look at what it says in verse 32. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Our job is to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ, and it was almost as in verse 28, the Lord would shout down, and he says this. He said, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." God is honored when we die to self and glorify Him, especially when it comes to the point of missions. Nothing should matter in your life except the glory of God. It's not, I'm going to serve so that I can be recognized, or I'm going to serve so that people will take notice. No, it's all for God. It's all for God, no matter what other people say or do. It's all for God. There's nothing more meaningful in our lives except the glory of God. That's the reason for faithful service. That's the reason for dying to self. That's the reason for reaching people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. The requirements, number two, the requirements really entail a faithful service, but it entails dying to self. Look what it says in verse 24. Verily I say unto you, these are so important and profound words. Verily I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. The Lord says, where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. God says we have to die to self before a corn of stalk produces any corn, before it produces any fruit. It has to die to self. And when we come to that point, I remember years ago, and I was stationed over in Germany, and it was my first time ever introduced to Faith Promise. I was only 1 year old in the Lord, and brought Dr. Roy Grigsby was preaching on, I think it was actually... not Dr. Burge, but Dr. Powell. Dr. Garland Powell was preaching on missions, and they were preaching Faith Promise, and my wife and I were there, and we'd never heard this before, and we thought, oh, how are we going to do this? How are we going to do this? And we just decided we're going to die to self and give to God. And at that day, we died to self, and we gave money to mission. We thought, Lord, how are you going to do this? And God did it. Because we were able to die to self, the Lord says, I can do that. And we've been involved in Faith Promise. We've been involved in mission since 1980, and we have never stopped. And Brother Tricky, you said that's so true, that all that will be to your account. Jesus is talking in context of his own death. Before there can be a glorification and a multiplication, there must be a crucifixion. There must be a death. Before God can be glorified and multiplied in my life and in your life, there must be a crucifixion. There must be a death. This is the story of every believer, every follower of the Lord Jesus Christ is a dying to self. Paul said this in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 31. I protest by your rejoicing which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. I die daily. He wasn't interested in accolades. He was interested in knowing the power of God and the fellowship of the Lord, the fellowship of his resurrection. He was interested in that. He said in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That's dying to self. It's all about the Lord. I'm thinking about, as I'm going through the 2 days that I've been here, I look at Pastor, I look at Brother Lyons, I look at Brother Thiessen, and you know, Dr. Hiltz is the one that sponsored me into Canada 25 years ago. And I look at all these men, and 35 years this church, 42 years. And I look at all these men, and I say, what was the key? The reason people serve the Lord as long as they have is because they have come to a point in their life where they have chosen to die to self. Brother Hiltz, love the Lord, you all know him, died to self. And I had the privilege of knowing him down through the years. Many people die to self. I'm reminded of a man named Jesse Maynard. Nobody here knows him, but I know him. My wife knows him. Died in his late 70s. He was a bus captain for many, many years. And all he did was bring children to Sunday school so they could hear the gospel. That's all he did. And there's a whole book written on Brother Jesse Maynard. And I had the privilege of serving the Lord during that time. When he passed away, I thought, Lord, here's a man that died to self, and it was just for a bus route. And how many young people, how many children trusted Christ because one man chose to die to self? And we can do that as believers. We can die to self, and we can lift up the Lord Jesus Christ, and God will be glorified. And you, God says he will honor you as a result of that. There's great honor in walking with the Lord. There's great honor in that. So what does it take to get you past the comfort zone, past the place where we're a spectator in the things of Christ? And what does it take to move us out from status quo into another area, participating in a greater capacity for God? What does that take? That takes dying to self. Service of God is saying to yourself, I have to die. You know what it means when you die to self? When you die to self, that means someone else is your master. And that's kind of scary. You have to believe that it is, because when you die to self and you yield yourself to someone else, that puts you into a point of vulnerability. And nobody likes to be vulnerable. Everybody likes to have their little cocoon around them, right? Nobody likes to be vulnerable. But I've noticed this down through the years. When you place yourself in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ, number one, you can never lose your salvation. And number two, he will always be with you. And number three, he will never fail you. And that issue of vulnerability is gone because you trust the Lord no matter what happens. Service for God is always saying to yourself, I have to die, and we understand that's not popular. And some may say, well, I'd rather go to church, and, you know, I'll just blend in. And maybe I won't commit myself too much. Let me just say this, die to self, commit everything to God. Amen. And watch God bless you in your life. Amen. God wants us to follow him, in faithful service. John chapter 12, verse 25, the Bible says, he that loveth his life shall lose it. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. Can you imagine that? Wherever the Lord is, there you are. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. God says this, we have to die to self and be faithful to the Lord. Wherever the Lord is, that's where we want to be. Whatever God's doing, that's what we want to be involved in, right? He says in Matthew and Mark chapter 8 and verse 35, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's sake shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Now there's a separation there. Serve God and be honored. Deny the Lord and be ashamed. I'll tell you what, I like the honor. I'd love to go to heaven, and when I'm in heaven and I meet the Lord, and I hope that's the first person I see. I would love it where the Lord would just put his arm around me and say, well done, thou good. What an honor that would be. I don't know if he's going to do that. I think it's just going to be an honor just to see him. And thank God that I'm in heaven. But wouldn't it be a greater honor when the Lord would say, well done. Well done, Bruce. Well done. Well done, preacher. Dying to self must be there first. Look what it says, verse 24. Verily I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Dying to self is the sustained willingness to say no to me and yes to God. It's impossible to say yes to God without saying no to self, because you cannot serve two masters. Dying to self means willing to decrease while the Lord Jesus Christ increases in your life, for he must increase and we must decrease. It's realizing that living for Christ is the greatest desire a believer, a child of God, a Christian can have in this world. John chapter 8 and verse 28, Jesus said unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, when you've lifted up the Son of Man, and the Bible tells us in verse 32, and if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. You know what it means to walk with God and to serve God? It means that our greatest desire of life is to remove ourselves out of the place of preeminence and put the Lord on our heart. That's what it means. To exalt him in everything we think, we say, we do, just exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. But the characteristic, I believe, of this day, we saw it today. We went to Costco today. Man, how many have been to Costco recently? It is just, I couldn't believe the carts and the people, and they were just brushing by and grabbing everything they could. I was just, wow, it's amazing. Now I understand people have to eat and all that kind of stuff. I understand that. But there was a whole different attitude. And I told my wife, I said, these people are just scurrying around trying to get all kinds of stuff. It's amazing that's out there. And the philosophy of today is this: we do always those things that please me rather than that please the Lord. But dying to self, he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. I thought, how lonely that is to gain the whole world and lose one's soul. How lonely that is. Whatever happened to the things that please the Lord? That's where we should be. In dying to self, there must be a dedication. Christ must be at the core, the very center of everything that we are doing. Everything, every thought we have, every action we perform, everything that we execute in life, we pass it across the desk of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we seek approval. God, is this your will? I know many of you don't know, a friend of mine, his name is John Shelley. I met him when I was stationed over in Germany. And John Shelley, he's an evangelist preacher now and a wonderful man of the Lord. And he would, you know how people talk and every now and then we let stuff slip, right? He would get to that point and then you say, oh, I can't say that. It's as if the Lord was talking to him. He said, oh, I can't say that. And he'd stop. And what were you guys? He said, nope, I can't say that. God didn't want me to say that. And that's a wonderful thing that he taught. God doesn't want us to say that. He was satisfied with passing everything across the desk of the Lord before he let it go through his mind or his heart and out his lips. As a believer, when we die to self, everything goes across the desk of the Lord. Life will not satisfy you if you keep trying to achieve for self. And listen, I'm all for achieving for self. Not for self, but I'm all for achieving, but for the Lord. I'm all for you gaining everything that you can gain in this world as long as you're serving God with it. All right? I mean, look at Solomon. Look at Abraham. We could go down through and list all the people that have gotten a lot. Look at David. Right? The point is this, when we as believers begin to believe and begin to live as if everything belongs to God, then we've died to self. No matter what we're doing, then we've died to self and God is first place. When you surrender to the higher power of life, when you surrender the purpose of the Lord in your life, then you begin to find out what it means to die to self and begin to bear fruit. I believe after the end of this month, you're probably going to take a pledge for missions, maybe an missions offering. People have an opportunity to do that. Dying to self is saying, Lord, what would you have me to do for missions? Dying to self is saying, Lord, what can I do to have that multiplication of souls being saved? What can I do, Lord? And watch God bless your life. A missionary is asked if she was afraid to go to Africa. And she said, I am afraid of only one thing, that I should become a grain of wheat unwilling to die. What stands between you and investing your life in the service of the Lord Jesus Christ is this, an unwillingness to die. And we get past that, so many things will open up to us for the Lord. And finally, there is a reward for the faithful service of God. Look what it says, verse 26. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, the Bible says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. And wouldn't it be great to stand before the Lord? And when the fires of testing come by and all the jewels, the gold, silver, and precious stones remain, and the Lord would say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Wouldn't it be great to have that? That's what that's there for, so that God can honor you. You say, look what you've done in your body. Look what you've done as a believer. You've died for the Lord, and this is the result of that. What an honorable thing. I'm a bit caustic at times. Ask my wife. Ask anybody that knows me, preacher. And sometimes I have to be careful. As a young man, I grew up without the Lord, and so I was a bit caustic and a bit arrogant, and it wasn't good. And my dad was always chiding me, and always, we were talking about correction, he was always correcting me and that kind of stuff. But when I got in my senior year of high school, I wanted to get, I decided maybe I want to graduate this year, right? Because I was always one of those C's and D's kind of guys, just kind of, you know, getting along. And my last year, I put a little effort into it, and I graduated second in my class. from the bottom. But I graduated, and when my dad, mom always had a graduation party, and when they had that graduation party, my aunts and uncles were there and everything, and my dad came up and he put his arm around me and said, "I'm proud of my son. He'd never done that before." And I want to have that with God. I want to have that with the Lord. So I know that when I die to self, and we go through that judgment seat of Christ, and I want there to be jewels there. I want there to be gold, silver, and precious stones. And I want to be able to say, "Lord, these were done for you." And a part of that is missions and giving to missions and supporting missions and praying for missionaries and lifting up missionaries. Thank you so much for reading those. Every week I see those. What a blessing. Take your Bible and turn to Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. And verse 10. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10. "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which you have showed toward his name." You know, God is not unrighteous. He's not unrighteous to do that. He wants you to minister to the saints and minister. And the Lord, he doesn't forget that. So when you stand before God at the judgment seat of Christ and you have been faithful to missions in prayer, oh, there's so many. Brother Sullivan, heart surgery. I've had two heart surgeries since I've been here, and I've written our supporters and our supporters. Brother Cook, we're praying for you. You know what? That is great. That is great on your heart, literally. So continue to pray for these missionaries and what they go through. That brings us to this important point. Are you willing to die to self? To set self aside. I understand you have some of you are parents and you have the cares of this world and you have the responsibilities of this world, and I understand that. But there's always a point in your life where you can die to self and serve God and still fulfill all of those things because God will bless you. I'm convinced of that. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things for thy pleasure. They are and were created." Of all the people that have been awarded things, right? I'm a wrestling nut. Not big time wrestling where they throw each other around in that ring. I'm talking about collegiate wrestling, high school wrestling, Olympic style wrestling. And I watch the United World Wrestling. I'm watching the Eastern Championships right now. And these guys get done, they win, and they interview them. And guess what they always say? "Well, I'm so glad my mom helped me through this. I'm so glad that my parents were here helping me through this. I'm so glad that I had a good coach, and I'm so glad." They don't accolade them, say, "I'm the greatest." Only Muhammad Ali did that. "I'm the greatest." They don't do that. They always give their accolades to someone who has supported them. And wouldn't it be great that we would give our accolades to the Lord? "I'm so glad, God, that I could do this for you. I'm so glad, God, that I could pray to these missionaries for you because that's what you want. I'm so glad, God, that I could be a part of mission because that's what you want." It's never about, "Look what I did." It's always about honoring the one who helps us. Ultimately, the winning accomplishment for yourself, it is wonderful if it's all for the honor of the Lord. Living for self is so empty, but living for God is so full. It's so full. Nothing motivates you until everything you have and everything you get and everything you do is for the honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to read these verses again. Verse 24. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. And he that loveth his life shall lose it, And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Let me ask you, as we close tonight, if you're a Christian, if you're a believer, been born again, have you died to self? I mean, in every aspect of your life, have you died to self? I believe God will honor you as you die to self. And God will honor you in missions because the glory of God is there when you die to self. Heavenly Father, as we close tonight, Lord, I don't know the hearts of each and every individual here. There may be someone here that has not died to self when it has come to salvation. They're still hanging on to themselves, thinking they can do it. They can get to heaven on their own, and they really don't need God. But Lord, would that person die to self and say, I need the Lord. I need the Lord to save me. And would they trust Jesus as their Savior? Lord, would that be tonight? Maybe here, maybe out online, somebody would say, Lord, I need you. I haven't died to self. I'm still hanging on to my goodness or whatever. And Lord, maybe there are believers here today, and they're just hanging on to something that they need to let go of so that God can be glorified. Missions is a big part of that. Lord, please have your way as we die to self and submit ourselves to you. In Christ's name, amen. Brother Tricky.